World music commentator Milo Miles has an appreciation of the late guitarist and singer Joseph Spence. He was a unique stylist from the Bahamas who became a cult hero during the folk revival of the 60s. Though his records were steady sellers and he was a major influence on performers such as Ry Cooder, Spence's music hasn't received much attention of late, particularly since his death in 1984. Almost everything he recorded has now been reissued on CD, and Milo says it's high time for a Joseph Spence revival.
Unroll and see in Jesus speak to me. Unroll and see when he rolls. Unroll and see when Jesus speak to me.
Most often I talk about new types of world music formed when distinct cultures meet. And this is only right because the earth is increasingly a place of intersections and less a place with blind alleys, truly isolated spots. But there's no doubt isolation and exceptional talent can produce fresh styles of music. One of the best examples of all time is Joseph Spence. Music folklorist Sam Charters encountered Spence in 1958 on Andros, the sparsely inhabited island where Spence was born in 1910. As Charters put it, anyone who goes looking for undiscovered music with a tape recorder dreams of meeting performers so vibrant their songs will affect anyone who hears them. Well, what made Spence so striking? The first thing that amazes a newcomer about him is his vocalizing. It's a deep, percolating mixture of growls, gulps, falsetto scat, and snatches of lyrics, mostly intended to help Spence keep track of where he is in a song, but it communicates vividly anyway. But it was budding folk guitarists who were bowled over by Spence. He plays like no one else. His inflection is immensely percussive. Indeed, his guitar is a new kind of drum, with each note a dab of beat. With many abrupt rhythm and harmony changes, his delivery has a wondrous tumbling forward, out of control and yet in control feeling. His renditions of songs have been compared to improvised jazz, but if so, it must be a Bahama brand of free jazz, because the only kind of changes Spence makes are his own. Finally, it's worth noting that Spence was a profoundly religious man, with the same kind of tension between the sinful and the sacred that animates the Reverend Gary Davis and Thomas A. Dorsey. In Spence's hands, the most shop-worn hymn becomes an occasion for joy, mystery, and portent. Spence's work appears on CDs by Folkways, Arhuli, Rounder, Nonesuch, and Hannibal. I would recommend the near instrumentals on the Complete Folkways Recordings 1958. And then Happy All the Time on Hannibal. The several collections where he sings with the Pindar family are rough going for me. They're just too loose, but infectious fun nonetheless. And stiffness in Spence's fingers made his playing less fluid after the 1960s. Who knows, though, you may want to get everything he made. Danged if even his multiple versions of the same songs aren't downright fascinating.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. He reviewed new CD reissues of music by Joseph Spence.